Afternoon, welcome back. 5:06, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Hour number three now officially underway with the arrival of Jeff Cooner. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Andy.
Why Obama will lose. The president has met his match in Mitt Romney. Your column today in the Washington Times. And you're right. The media made him out to be, the next Franklin D. Roosevelt, didn't they?
They did, Andy, and now we're seeing something I think even more devious and diabolical. It's bad enough that the media has propped this man up for 4 years. It's bad enough that they sold us a false bill of goods in 2008. It's bad enough that they've been covering up for one scandal after another, from Fast and Furious to Solyndra to Libyagate. But now, to me, we have now, I think, crossed the threshold today. Apparently, Andy, maybe you don't know it, I don't know it, the listeners don't know it, but it's morning again in America. Suddenly now, it's the greatest turnaround in the last couple weeks, in the last 29 years, the greatest one-month reversal.
Yeah.
Suddenly now, over 800,000 jobs have appeared.
Yeah.
800,000 people have found work in the employment workforce. They've revised the July numbers, the August numbers.
I know.
114,000 jobs in September. And Andy, Shazam, you can't believe this, but now the unemployment rate is 7.8%.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. He's done it. Andy, he's turned water into wine. He did it. The liberal messiah came through. And remember, Andy, what he said early on was, if the unemployment rate remains above 8%, this will be a one-term proposition.
Uh-huh.
And that 8% has been hanging over him as a cloud, haunting him as a ghost. For 3.5 years, and suddenly, 1 month before the election, after a couple days after he gets trounced by Mitt Romney, Shazam! It's incredible. It suddenly falls under 8% to exactly the number it was when he came into office in January 2009.
That's right.
Andy, those statistics are cooked. The books were cooked. In fact, many of those so-called economists at the Bureau of Labor Statistics that helped create these numbers, we are now finding out, are Obama donors.
Yeah.
Many of these jobs are part-time jobs. I think there's a lot of manipulation of statistics going on. And Andy, what the Obama team is now counting on, what this regime is counting on, is just get him across the finish line. Anyway, anyhow. If that means lying about Libya, you lie about Libya. If that means inventing unemployment statistics, you invent unemployment statistics. If it means calling Mitt Romney a murderer and a tax cheat, then you go after him. You want to call him a liar, you call him a liar. You want to make up his tax plan and claim it's $5 trillion skewed towards the rich, you say whatever you got to say. Just get the dear leader across the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy, the American people are not buying it. Now, this smells fishy. CNBC has said it smells fishy. Rick Santelli came out and said it smells fishy. Jack Welch came out and tweeted out and said, these Chicago boys will say after economic analyst, business analyst after business analyst, everybody's looking at this and saying, the numbers don't add up.
Yep. I know, it's really remarkable. I've been watching throughout the day. When the numbers came out this morning, I have a tough time getting my head around some of these figures because, they don't always mean what you think they mean. But throughout the day, as I continued to watch the coverage of it, and when I started to talk to people about it, it occurred to me for the first time ever, not only the right was a little suspect on this, even the left is a little suspect on this.
Nobody believes this.
Yeah.
Andy, and I think really in all seriousness, this is what to me is most chilling and frightening, is this is something in all seriousness out of the Soviet Union. This is something out of Chavez's Venezuela. You have a regime that is not just engaged in cover-ups with the murder of our ambassador and our Navy SEALs, but now you have a regime that is openly, nakedly, shamelessly lying to the American people, inventing statistics, I mean, this is what the communists would do. It also, really, they would say, we've created this many jobs. We've increased production by 200%. You just literally make up figures out of thin air to make the government, make the leaders, make the regime look better than what it really is. And so this is Chicago-style politics. It is utterly depraved. It is utterly ruthless. It is utterly corrupt. And Andy, watch. Now they're calling Romney a liar. But I'm finding out from my sources, and take this to the bank, over the next 2 to 3 weeks, you are going to see some independent ads come out, and you're going to see media story after media story presenting Mitt Romney as a Mormon kook. Yeah. They're going to present him as a religious nut job, as somebody who belongs to one of the craziest, supposedly, one of the craziest cults ever invented. It's almost Jonestown, where he's going to secret temples, what goes takes place in these secret temples. Uh-huh. Some people have never come out alive from these secret temples. He's part of some kind of conspiracy.
Yeah.
By the time they're done, literally, you're going to think this guy's Charles Manson.
I nothing would surprise me, really. I mean, I've said all along, we're dealing with a bunch of Chicago thugs, and they only know one thing, and that's how to get to the finish line by any means.
Means possible. And yeah. That's what you're seeing today, and you're going to see it now for 30 days. We got about 33, 32 days left to the election, and they are going to destroy Mitt Romney. When they saw him wipe the floor with Obama in that debate, you can feel the panic. You can sense now the regime crumbling. Were they saying, oh, my God, we may lose. We will lose in November. Mm-hmm. And so now they're pulling out all the stops. And what Mitt has to do is in that town hall debate with Obama, he's got to go toe-to-toe with him and call him out on these phony
yep.
economic statistics.
Yep, he does.
And say, look, and ask the American people, are you going to believe your eyes? Are you going to believe your ears? Are you going to believe what you see and live and feel every day, that we're flat on our back, that we're literally now slowly stagnating into a double-dip recession? Or are you going to believe this guy that it's morning again in America? These are Ronald Reagan-style, Bill Clinton-style economic growth numbers.
Yep.
This is unbelievable. Andy, look, really, I'm 265 pounds. My doctor tells me I got to get down to 240, 235 if I want to avert diabetes. You know what, Andy? I'm 200. I just decided right now I'm 200 pounds. I got six-pack abs, very sexy pecs. I've never looked better, Andy.
Yeah, you look great on the radio.
Thanks. I mean, that's Obama. That's Obama's America, Andy.
I know,
I'll just make it up. And don't tell me any different.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
God bless you, Andy.
See you later. Jeff Cooner of the Washington Times, 514, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.